from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily, hour number two here on KFH. Thanks for tuning in to the program with us on this Thursday. We're trying to connect with Tim Fitzgerald. We'll try to connect with Brandon Zinner. He's going to keep us surprised. Everybody's traveling back from Vegas, so bear with us as we try to beat, you know, travel issues and these kinds of things.
Also, got to beat the hangovers. You got to beat the travel issues.
Yeah.
You got to beat the hangovers.
Is there anything worse travel-wise than a flight home from Vegas? I mean, it's brutal.
I've always liked traveling home from Vegas, because typically when I leave Vegas, I'm ready to leave Vegas, and nothing sounds better than going home.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, you're going to feel terrible.
Sure.
Probably. You're either, you know, hungover in the literal sense because you partied too hard, but you're tired. I guess it's not as bad as if you just want a bunch of money. Then the travel home's kind of nice, right? You get to go home and brag to everybody about how much money you just won. So I guess it can be good, but it can also be really, really, really bad. So I don't think that is the case for either of our potential guests here in this hour, depending on their flights. But maybe so. One of the things, as we do work on those connections and everything, and it's fine if not, we'll connect with them down the road. But you sent me a report last night, and this came from it was John Kurtz, right, who has been in some way, form, or fashion covering K-State for a long time, but the Big 12 as well. And he put out there yesterday that he was told – was it by Dellinger? Was it Dellinger?
Correct.
That,
yeah,
said
Ross
this
Dellinger.
To him? Yep. That basically the Big 12 has had conversations with some teams out of the ACC, and – you know, it's I don't think I'm surprised by it, but Dellinger told him that Florida State and Clemson have had early conversations. So I think that doesn't surprise me. I mean, it's fun to see that if you're a Big 12 fan. It gets me excited. But I would actually be more surprised if Brett Yormark has not had, quote unquote, early conversations with everybody. You know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine that he's not been on the phone with everybody that could potentially be an addition to the league to try and make the pitch, you know?
Yeah, in fact, Dellinger, a couple of hours ago, put out a tweet, and I'm guessing, I don't know this, he didn't really say this specifically, but that his comments from a radio interview, and I don't know if this has to do with the comments, Kurtz, I don't know where he got this, but my comments from a radio interview yesterday should be taken as speculation about possible realignment options and nothing more. And of course, this is all speculation, right? Like, there's nothing that has been, you know, officially, you know, out there as far as this being something that is on the table. But to your point, yeah, Brett Yormark is, you know, somebody that behind the scenes, I'm sure, has had tons and tons and tons of conversations. We know that there are, you know, other programs, other universities that they've been, you know, fairly far down the road with. Gonzaga comes to mind as a university that the Big 12 has talked to about coming on board in some kind of capacity. And I'm sure that, you know, part of it is that the Big 12 as a whole is not willing to, you know, just sit back, sit on their hands and wait for other conferences to do different things. They want to be on the forefront. They want to be the disruptor.
Well, and why wouldn't they be, right? And here's the other interesting. So when you sent me that, I was like, okay, that's a, you know, that's going to get some attention. And maybe when it shouldn't. And now that we see that from Dellinger, I think I was probably right about that. But it's still exciting to think about. But what really got my interest in it, Tommy, when you sent it, is what we talked about yesterday, that the Big 12 paid Colorado to come. Because when I see those things and I'm like, yeah, well, you're not going to deal with the buyout. But then I think about that and I'm like, huh, outside the box, that was the ultimate disruptor. The Big 12 was totally willing to do that and make the disruption happen. Why couldn't one of these other leagues do that to the ACC? Whether it's the Big 12, the Big 10, the SEC, don't think there's not copycat in this. Even if it's not the Big 12, what's to stop if the SEC or the Big 10, who have even more money than the Big 12, from saying, you know what, we really think that would finish these thing. Let's pool up some of our money and let's help them with the buyout.
Yeah, it sounds like, and I've read different articles about this and different kinds of speculation about specifically Florida State and Clemson, and that, you know, the SEC, from what it sounds like, is not going to be a candidate for those two teams because they're not, what, AAU-accredited universities, whatever, something. I don't know exactly what all that means.
I think it's more about the Florida State, to me, has never been a big enough deal to warrant SEC. Maybe Clemson because of where they were there for a brief period of time, but that may be even waning now. I think if you talk about the SEC, their interest probably lies in North Carolina first and foremost, maybe Virginia. But North Carolina would be the one to me that they would look at and say, we got to be there, because they're not there right now. They're
and
not
Miami's
in North Carolina.
Probably, you know, that brand is probably
I think
in
they're
play
private,
too.
But they, I mean, they've got Vanderbilt, and Miami's a big market, but I wonder how much of Miami they already have with Florida. I think North Carolina, they're not in North Carolina. They're in South Carolina with South Carolina, right? They're in Florida with Florida. So are Florida State and Clemson that big a needle movers for them? They're probably not. And that's not a knock on either of those schools. Maybe those schools make more sense for the Big Ten. Maybe the Big Ten gets into that region that way. But they certainly make sense for the Big 12. 100% without a doubt makes sense for the Big 12. Some sort of Big 12 ACC merger is, to me, the final best move for college football. Like some sort of collection. And I don't want the ACC to go away by any means. Like that's not what I'm rooting for or hope happens, because there's a lot of great schools in there that may not fit somewhere that I would still want to be able to fit somewhere. But that's the best solution to counter the Big Ten and the SEC, is for in whether it's the Big 12 taking leadership on that and just absolutely poaching them dry, whether it's both leagues come together to create this, like whatever that is, that's always to me been the best answer for relevance up against the Big Ten and the SEC. Always has been. And so basically it would, in my brain, it would become, well, who does the SEC want? Because they're going to get whoever they want, right? Whoever it is, they'll just get them. Big Ten probably could do the same thing. So does Big Ten want Virginia? You've heard that over the years. Maybe they want Florida State and Clemson, because that does increase their footprint a little bit. Okay, fine. Big 12 ought to be ready to take all the rest of them. All of them. Like, come on in. Let's go. Because they'll all help the Big 12 and help create that relevance. So, you know, while that report was a little headline-y, it doesn't surprise me. I don't think it should surprise us. But I do wonder when I see that, it did get my gears, because I hadn't thought about the conferences assisting in these mega buyouts before. But if the Big 12 was willing to pay 2.5 to Colorado, wouldn't you be willing to pay, you know, close to that maybe to disrupt things and go get Florida State or Clemson?
Yeah.
Because I think both of them would probably be worth
it. Remember with Florida State, I mean, for them, and they've been on the record, like it's a financial thing for them more than anything else. There, and it is for everybody, but Florida State, you know, has said the quiet part out loud. They've been very vocal, you know, about the financial disparity and all of that and the way things are moving. So I would imagine that if there's some kind of financial incentive from the Big 12 or whatever conference, you know, ultimately wants to grab them, it's probably the Big 12. And knowing that there's precedent for that and they paid Colorado $2.5 million, then that should, I think, absolutely be on the table. Now, part of the reason why I know it sounds like Brett Yormark offered the $2.5 million to Colorado was to be sort of that first domino to fall to further destabilize the conference. You'd have to look at it from that perspective, too. Does offering Florida State a certain amount of money, does that fully destabilize the ACC? And then is it up for grabs? And are there other programs in that conference that then you would want to try to poach? So I think it's got to be a larger strategy than just Florida State, because it was a larger strategy for Colorado in the Pac-12.
It would need to be Florida State and Clemson, which is why that report is interesting to me. It would need to be both, because just Florida State's not enough to disrupt the ACC. It's not. Florida State is not the brand I think that maybe it thinks it is. I don't think it is anyway. I think if you're the Big 12, you've got to identify what's realistic. Like, what could we realistically attack here? It's not going to be North Carolina, because I'm pretty sure North Carolina will be an SEC school at some point. I don't think it's Miami, because I think Miami would either be SEC, or if I'm the Big 10, I'd be all over Miami. So it's probably Florida State and Clemson. And if it's Florida State and Clemson, that would disrupt the ACC, because they're the strength of the ACC. They're at least two of the five big-time strengths of the ACC right now. And so, yeah, I do think you could do the same thing. And here's where I begin to think next level. Okay, they came up with $2.5 million for Colorado. That money doesn't appear out of thin air, right? But the way Brett Yormark is attacking right now, it's sort of, I mean, this is why I think Coach Prime had so many great things to think about Yormark and why they clearly are fond of each other. You think about that. Prime brought in like Warren Sapp to be a GA. He's been celebrity at all the games, like all these things that are, you know, people can say whatever they want, but they matter to kids and to players. What's to say Brett Yormark right now, as we know he's treated the Big 12 like a business, isn't looking for partners? Investors, we'll call them, right? Invest in, not just hypothetically, like legitimately dollars
equity.
And cents.
Yeah.
Yes, invest in this league. Give us the capital now that we need to go make this the best we can, and then watch the return on your investment. Because if I'm who would be a good example of this? I'm Patrick Mahomes, right? And I've got a vested interest in the Big 12. I've got the money to do it. Yeah, that's an interesting business idea for me. Or if I'm, you know, Totino's or Dr. Pepper, any of those things too. Or even, yeah, an equity firm. If they just want to do it on an ROI, then yeah, go for it. Because then that gives the Big 12 money to, you know, money that doesn't make sense to us now, because we're like, well, they got to allocate TV dollars to XYZ. But if they could take money in and use it in that form, which I think they probably can. I hadn't thought about it until I saw the Colorado thing. But who's to stop them from doing that? They're already trying to make a national brand. Yormark already thinks of this as a business and not a college football conference. So if you're thinking of it as a business and you want to expand and you want to grow, what are you going to do? You're going to go take investments. You're going to go take equity, because that cash up front helps you make cash down the road. Why not? I think it's a great idea.
From an investment point of view, if you're getting the opinion of, I'm guessing, a lot of the private equity groups that are interested in this sort of thing, seems like a fantastic investment, because, you know, these conferences are making money hand over fist. You know, and yeah.
And they'll be making more if they can secure big. Did you see the NBA TV deal yesterday?
Huge.
By the way,
it's 11
years, $76 billion.
Massive, yeah.
I mean, if I'm investment guy, and I'm not, like, I'm an amateur businessman who's learning on the fly with a couple businesses right now, but I am intuitive and I'm learning where the big money plays, and the big money plays quietly. The big money just, here's some money to go do what you need to do, and I need you to guarantee me X in return. So if I have, let's say I had $10 million and I'm looking to invest, right? I need a safe potential, you know, I need a safe investment. You go to the Big 12, here's $10 million, but I'm going to need, you know, that plus 15% on the way back, or some, you know, even better, some equity stake percentage wise into the league. And I don't know if they'd go that far, but maybe they would. I don't know. But you could see it, right? Because what is a safe investment right now? There is not a more valuable property in the multimedia universe than live sports. That's not going away because we watch it live, right? We have to watch the ads. It's why it is what it is. It is. I'd be all over it if that opportunity was there and I had the money. I'd be all over it because it's safe. It's a safe investment. It is.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's not like the consumers of the product are going away.
Right.
They're not.
This is America. We value entertainment over everything.
Yeah. Think about, you know, all the time. They always think about the NFL, and you've always got a section of the people that, you know, they'll say things like, oh, the NFL is so different than it used to be, and it's not, you know, as fun to watch anymore, and they're not as physical, and they're taking, you know, all the spirit away from the game, you know, because of all the player safety stuff. Okay, yeah, you might complain about it, but you're still watching it. I don't know anybody that's like, you know, hey, I'm absolutely 100% boycotting and I'm never going to watch another game. I'm sure there are a few people out there that do that, but more often than not, people just want to complain, but they're still going to consume the product. And so it doesn't matter. Like, that's why it's so safe. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about college athletics or NFL or NBA, whatever you're talking about. I mean, look at Major League Baseball. They implemented these rule changes in the pitch clock and things like that. I'm sure that there are traditionalists out there that are upset about that. They're still watching. They're still going to consume the product, you know, and so that's what makes that investment so safe.
The tricky thing on thinking of the conference is because each individual, like school and property, has their own set of finances. But, like, it's not out of the realm of – it's not crazy. It's just how much spending power does the league itself have outside of what it allocates to the schools? And I think you just have to, you know, you have conversations and say, hey, you know, presidents, here's what we want to do. We want to get a title sponsorship. We want to do all these things. And the goal for us right now is to grow. It's to grow. This is Wichita, right? Home of the franchise model, right? There's so many successful for Pizza Hut and Freddy's and Rent-A-Center and all the great, you know, whatever. Think of it that way. Your parent company is the Big 12. You're going to take in a capital investment and you're going to spread that out to grow the business. And down the road, that helps everybody. More exposure, more dollars coming in, all of these things. So, hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take this money. We're setting this money aside. This isn't your money. This is the money to help us grow the league. That's what we're doing with this money. They're investors. They're going to do it. We're going to return their money. Doesn't change anything you get or whatever. But here's how we're going to do it. I think it's an interesting idea. And I think the guy running the league thinks that way. He is a businessman and he is an entertainer. And that is his world. So when I see things like conversations and I see that they paid Colorado to disrupt the Pac-12, July 11th, 2024, don't be surprised if they try to do something like that to the ACC, because then Florida State and Clemson, you help us with the buyout, we're out. We're out. Like, we'll join you. If you can figure out a way to get this buyout taken care of, heck yeah. Why wouldn't we jump on board with you? Let's jump to the IOP hotline real quick, 869-1240. Dave on the line wants to talk a little Big 12 football. What's on your mind, Dave? How are you?
Good. I couldn't get in a while ago when you were talking about Jalen Daniels, but
no worries.
I'm with you. And I want to be clear here. I'm not a physician, but I did practice physical therapy for 42 years and saw hundreds of back patients. Here's what bothers me. Unless I have missed it, I have not heard a definite or definitive diagnosis of any kind. It's either back pain or back spasms or this or that. We have spasms for a reason. So until somebody tells me exactly what was wrong with him and why he didn't play those, I'm with you. I don't think he's going to make a full season either.
Well, so A, we're not going to hear that in college because they don't tell us that much about college. It's not like the NFL. We don't hear about the injuries. And it's not even that – my point isn't that I don't think he's going to make it a full season. I think that's not likely. It's how much of a season is it? You know, is it – does he miss a game? Does he have to, you know, take a break in a game? Or is it significant time like it was last year? It was more about what's behind him and how good can they be behind him. But, yeah, I think if we're looking at it realistically, we have to consider the fact that he hasn't been able to play and that it's a back injury. I mean, it was a problem last year. Clearly, they didn't know when he was going to be back. They just couldn't get an answer.
I don't think they still do, to be honest with you.
Well, we'll talk to Brandon Zinner about it and see exactly what they said about it yesterday. Like,
the
what
thing
is the...
like you said, it may have to sit out a game or two and then come back. Well, if he does that, then that just tells me there's still something wrong, and nobody will tell us what it is.
Well, they can't. They won't. Yeah, they won't. They won't because it's college, and they don't tell us those kinds of injuries. And that's fine. And I appreciate the call, Dave. I think it's more about can they maintain it if that happens. You know, if that happens, are they fine riding that through with Ballard? Are they? And I think probably they are. It's just if it's significant, do we still consider them a Big 12 title contender? And that's what I don't know the answer of now. I just don't know enough about what else they've done with the roster.
You know, I think that also you can draw comparisons a little bit to Utah and Cam Rising. They didn't have Cam Rising at all last season.
And they were great, yeah.
But they're still picked to win the Big 12 with the assumption that Cam Rising is there and healthy. And I'm not sure that, you know, any of the media, at least in the media poll, I'm not sure any of them are like, well, you know, like, are they, could they still win the Big 12 without Cam Rising? Should I still vote them? It's like, okay, well, they've got, by all accounts, Cam Rising starting at quarterback to start this season. So we'll make our projections and our picks based off of that. And I want to be clear, going back to my point at the beginning of the show when I said, I'm not willing to entertain that conversation. I want to be clear. There absolutely is a chance that Jalen Daniels could be injured again or not be able to finish the season. There's a chance that any player on any team at any given time could not finish a game or finish the season.
It's not that. That's not what Dave's saying.
I'm not going to
say. He's saying he does not convinced he's healthy.
I'm not going to set my – well, I don't know that. I'm not going to set my expectations on what this team is going to do or not do with the – thought that Jalen Daniels may not be there. I'm going to set my expectations based on Jalen Daniels being the starting quarterback because he is right now until he's not. And then at that point, I'll adjust them. But I'm not going to have a caveat in my expectations based on whether or not he's playing.
But we do that all the time in sports with injuries and older players or whatever it is. Like, yeah, we have to consider if this player's out, are they still good enough?
If there was any indication that he was still dealing with the back injury, and there has not been any indication, unless you've seen something that I have not, I didn't hear a single word.
I saw last year.
I saw last year, but the last time he played was, what, in October maybe last year? I mean, we're coming up on a full year almost of Jalen Daniels on a football field playing. I'm not going to base my opinion on what happened 9 or 10 months ago. I'm going to base my opinion on what I'm hearing right now. I'm not hearing any indication that he currently is still dealing with the back injury. If he is, maybe he is. I don't know that.
Maybe I've missed it too. Have you heard any indication that he's completely healthy?
Somebody asked him at Media Days, you know, yesterday, how he was feeling. He said, I feel great. You know, and so at that, you know, all I can do at that point is take him at his word because we're not getting any indication otherwise.
It's not that I distrust him. It's just that I think based on the history of the player, there's a decent chance he misses games this year. We've got Brandon. Brandon Zinner just texted me, and they are landed. So let's see what he had. He had a conversation with Jalen Daniels one-on-one and Lance Leipold yesterday. So let's see if he found out any information on what we're talking about here. Appreciate the call, Dave. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get Brandon in here next. On the way out, NBC World Series tickets. It's our Hour 2 giveaway today. Sports Daily listeners with a chance to win. You can participate once a day here. All you got to do is text the keyword STRIKE to 20357. Each entry will give the listener a chance to win a pair of tickets to one of the NBC World Series games. Message and data rates apply. Good luck, everybody. Brandon Zinner, 12 News. He talked to KU yesterday. We'll find out what he learned right after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. We'll connect with Brandon Zinner in just a second. He is on his way home from Big 12 Media Days. Look, if you're a KU fan, there is no bigger storyline. It really is kind of the first opportunity we've had to get a grasp of Jalen Daniels' health. Can he play? Will he play? Can he play a whole season? We're trying to find that out. We'll talk to Brandon and see what he found yesterday. I don't know why you're shaking your head at me, Tommy. He missed a whole year last year.
I thought about something during the break, and I'm going to relate this to the NFL. How many injuries in the course of his career in the NFL has Joe Burrow had? You know, he tore an ACL. He missed the entire, rest of the season with a wrist injury. Had his appendix removed at one point. Had a calf injury. He's had all these injuries. Nobody has the conversation going into like this season about, well, we have to see if Joe Burrow's healthy before we know if the Bengals.
Yes,
no,
they
we don't.
Do.
They say, hey, Joe Burrow's going to be back and the Bengals are going to be back to normal. Like that.
No,
nobody
is ever saying,
like, well, we have
to take
into account.
I think people are.
No, that's ridiculous.
I hear that conversation about him all the time. Here's another one. Aaron Rodgers. You don't think the top storyline for the Jets is if Aaron Rodgers is recovered for his injury?
No, I think the top storyline for Aaron Rodgers is will he be able to.
Play.
No, not play from a physical standpoint, but coming back from all of that with the teammates he has and the new, like, can he perform just in general? Not about his injury, but can he perform in general? I just don't understand this narrative of, like, you're wanting to add a caveat to these expectations when there's no indication that the guy is injured anymore.
Other than he hasn't completed a full season ever.
In the past.
And had a back injury last year, which lingered. I don't understand why you're being so defensive to wondering about Jalen Daniels' health status.
It's not about wondering about his health status. It's about I'm not willing to say, like, well, this team, we got to make sure. It's just like he's healthy from what we know. So set your expectations based on that until you hear otherwise, until something happens.
I don't think we know anything about his health. Brandon Zinner joins us from Vegas now with Big 12 Media Days. We've gone down this rabbit hole, and I don't even know why, Brandon, but like, I can't get a good feel for Jalen Daniels and if he is healthy. Did you get a feel for that yesterday? Is he ready to roll?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me, guys. The sense that I got just from seeing him and from talking to people there is if he was not healthy and if he was not going to be prepared to be the starter come week one, he was not going to be there in Las Vegas. You see him in between interviews, in between all of his obligations. He's dancing, he's smiling. He looks healthy, he sounds healthy, and the expectation is that he's going to be the starter come week one, and if the Jayhawks are lucky, if he's lucky enough, he'll be the starter all season long.
Yeah, I just don't know. I understand that he's got an injury history and all of that. I just don't know why there's this narrative, Brandon, that he has to prove himself this year, that he actually is healthy. And I know that there was a lot of talk last year about, was it real? Was he wanting to maybe transfer? Like that kind of had some legs to it for a little while, at least just in the narrative overall. And I know that he addressed that yesterday. Basically sounded like he's always wanted to be a Jayhawk, never had any kind of intention to leave the program. Did you get that sense from him too?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the amount of work that he's gone through this program just to get it to where it is. I mean, why would anybody in their right mind want to leave a situation where you've seen a thing through, I mean, they were 0-9 in 2020. And then now you have a team that has been on such an upward trajectory. We even saw it in the season when Vinny won two games. We saw that. I mean, there were glimpses of them like having some real momentum. And then just what they've done these last two seasons, I mean, this is something real. They have a chance to do something special and kind of be remembered at KU. I don't think there's ever been any real team, legitimate team around Jalen Daniels ever wanting to leave. And we're going to get to see him in action this year.
It's, I know it's tricky. Brandon Zinner joining us on his way home from Big 12 Media Days in the airport right now, and we appreciate that. It's tricky in college because we don't get real injury reports like we might in the NFL, let's call it. But I almost feel like it's I got to be careful how I say this. So nobody's just saying, yeah, his back's fine. He'll be ready to roll. He's going to be healthy the full season. It's just if we didn't think he was going to be the week one starter, he wouldn't be here. Well, I know he's going to be the week one starter. My question becomes, what is the team? Let's say he misses time because he always has missed time. I don't know how much, but even if just a little bit, how equipped do you think this team is to still be, because they don't have Jason Bean anymore. Like, what do you think about their prospects if he does miss any time at all this year? Are they still good enough to reach that, you know, compete for a Big 12 title, even if he has to miss even some time this year?
And those are the questions that Lance Leipold and everyone else had to answer yesterday. They don't have Jason Bean, but we saw Cole Ballard step in last year, and Leipold said that he has never seen a freshman quarterback come in and win over a room so quickly as Cole Ballard did. And he led them. I mean, they played very valiantly and were right there in the Sunflower Showdown. That was Cole Ballard that was leading the way. Cole also stepping in the game where Jalen left, then Jason Bean left immediately. And Cole led them the rest of the way, and I believe that was just a narrow loss at home. I can't remember exactly what game that is, but I think Cole's a guy that's going to be able to step in and give you very good snaps. And then they also have a freshman coming in, Isaiah Marshall, that they like a lot, was brought up yesterday. So, and then when you look at all the receiver help, they have all the tools around it, whoever is called on, if it's not Jalen Daniels. And if it's Cole Ballard, he has experience from a year ago.
You know, Brandon, there's been a lot of attention, and deservedly so, about the running game for Kansas State, especially with the addition of Dylan Edwards. But the Jayhawks have a pretty loaded running back room as well. I know you talked to Devin Neal yesterday, but then they've also got Daniel Hyshaw. They've got Sevion Morrison. There's a handful of running backs that Lance Leipold has at his disposal. What's the sense that you get of these running backs entering into this season, building on the success that they've had in years past?
Devin Neal, I mean, he's expected to break the KU rushing record this season. We know how valuable that record is to that program. Daniel Hyshaw has been great for them in his time. Sevion Morrison, they like a lot. There's also a freshman that they mentioned yesterday, Harrison Stewart, who was an early enrollee, and they have high hopes on him. Devin Neal told me personally, this is a guy that's going to be able to come in and make an immediate impact. And don't forget, Jalen Daniels, he can run the ball as well. And then they have guys like Luke Graham and whatnot they like to do a little bit of stuff with. So we expect this KU rushing attack to again be a lot of fun to watch. And yet again, very, very deep.
It's hard not to focus on that side of the ball. But at the same time, their two all-conference players are on the other side of the ball and in the secondary. And shame on me, too, and everybody, probably. Is this defense, like, do they have a chance to be, like, real good this year? Because that's a different dynamic that we're not used to either, and it feels like they might be.
Oh, absolutely. And Kobe Bryant and Melo Dawson, in my opinion, they're Sunday players. We're going to see them playing in the NFL either after this year or whenever they do decide to go out. But then I went into Big 12 Media Days, wanted to ask more about O.J. Burrow. He's a guy we saw get really, really good snaps as the season went on. And before I could even ask, Melo Dawson and Lance Leipold made sure to bring him up. This is a really, really deep secondary. And then even on the defensive line, they have to replace a guy like Austin Booker, who's now playing in the NFL, getting set for his first season. But Jeremy Robinson has all the potential in the world. They have linebackers galore as well. This Jayhawks defense was pretty good in spurts last year, and they have a chance to be really good again this year, especially in that secondary.
You know, I'm not sure that this is something that really coaches or players necessarily care about, but it is going to be something that is talked about. I know that Lance Leipold was asked about it yesterday. The games that the Jayhawks are playing outside of Lawrence, obviously the stadium there in Lawrence being renovated, so they'll play some games at, you know, Children's Mercy. They'll play some games at Arrowhead. Does, from what you could tell, does that change any of the preparation? Does it change anything like that? Is the way the program is putting together their plans for the year, other than just a different location to play their games?
No, oddly enough, they were at. And traveling wise, it's actually going to make it easier on them, which is kind of weird. When they play these home games, they stay in Olathe, and so then they bus from Olathe, and so it's a little bit ways away. But they're going to be closer to CMT whenever they do play there, and then whenever they play at Arrowhead, they're also going to be situated where they're going to be closer to Arrowhead, shorter travel the morning of. And they're going to have plenty of resources out there that are set for them. They are practicing on grass floor this year because they have the turf field at home, but they're going to play on grass at CMP as well as Arrowhead. They're going to be out there. As far as I know, they're going to be able to get some kicking in Arrowhead because, you know, the way the wind swirls around, it's going to be a little bit different. They're working with the Chiefs and getting all the intel that they can, they say. It's unfortunate for the seniors that they were the ones that have helped get all the momentum around this program. They're going to get the new stadium. They're not going to be able to see the fruits of their labor as far as playing a game in that new stadium. But that's just the way it works to continue to build this program forward. So,
Arrowhead's not a bad consolation prize on that. Brandon Zinner joining us, 12 News sports anchor out in Vegas, last couple days covering Big 12 media days, talking to us from the airport on his way home right now. Brandon, you and I have kicked this around a little bit. We brought it up earlier, sort of when, like, Colorado, for instance, schedule is just absolutely ridiculous and brutal. KU's is not, man. And it feels like that adds to the opportunity for the Jayhawks. Outside of Kansas State, they really don't play any of the real thought of contenders for this league this year. That is a part of the opportunity. I think we have to look at that now when we look at an unbalanced schedule in the Big 12 is just what the schedule looks like, and KU's right now looks pretty good.
Yeah, it definitely does, and they do go to Kansas State this year. That's not going to be in Arrowhead. That's going to be a fun one to follow in Manhattan, but things are setting up for KU to be there at the end of the season just with how the schedule falls. They get Kansas State later in the year. Not the last game of the season. But if they're able to go and take care of business, I like them in the non-con. I think they have a chance to be really good. But if they can get to that K-State game, especially undefeated, like I think they have a chance to, and then regardless of how that game goes, if you're in contention in the CS, in the Big 12, you're in contention now with this expanded field. You're in contention to be playing in the CFP. And Devin Neal said that is the goal this year. They want to be a team that gets to the playoffs. The schedule sets up great for them, I think.
You know, Brandon, we would be remiss to not ask you about Coach Prime. You had a chance to, see him too yesterday and take the podium right before Lance Leipold did. And I know that was something you were looking forward to. He, of course, he makes headlines because he's Coach Prime. I think the biggest thing, you know, that he talked about was obviously feeling like he's being judged on a different scale than other coaches and other programs. What were other takeaways that you had from his time on the podium?
Hey, heavy is the head that wears the crown, they say, right? You want this attention, you're going to get it. I mean, one, just it is fascinating when he is an entertainer, whether he's trying to be or not. Just as Doping Saban, he wanted some juice from the media. Like, he wanted, I don't know if it was a round of applause or I'm not sure what he wanted, but he said if it was a church, he would walk out. He's very entertaining. He thinks he's being judged for the being in the portal so much, but he has 17 freshmen. I don't know. You can think what you want about him. He's entertaining. He's good for the sport. How long will it be till the fruits of their labor pay off in Colorado and they become a winning team? They have some great talent on that staff. And it was, I think, over 150 years of NFL coaching experience on that staff. Will it work in college? Remains to be seen, but it's entertaining, at least you could say, right?
Brandon Zinner, 12 News sports anchor. Brandon, we asked you this yesterday. You didn't have a good answer for us yet. Did you win any money last night?
So I don't know if you guys have seen, so the Mirage is at the close in a week and a half. So they have all these, by Nevada law, they have to pay out so much winnings. And so apparently they're giving away $1.6 million in my guaranteed winnings at the slots and everything through July 17th. That money didn't come my way. So I don't know. But it's crazy. Like, only 25% of the machines are still turned on. And it was literally probably three or four deep at every single machine. And you're talking still hundreds of machines inside this casino. I found the one that was eventually unfortunately, it was a little expensive, and so my money, it evaporated, and in second. But, yeah. I still had a great time. So.
Well, I guess I'll see you back at work tomorrow. So that's the good news. You didn't hit the jackpot, so we'll get you back. You can watch Brandon's reporting at KWCH, KWCH.com. You can follow him on social media at KWCH Brandon. Appreciate you hopping on with us this week, Brandon. Pretty cool assignment out there, and it's almost football season. Travel safe home. We'll see you soon.
Allegiant Stadium, breakfast restaurant in an airport. I think I got the press act of Mason Gill with me this weekend.
There you go. Brandon Zinner joining us. Appreciate Brandon's time. I'm not a slots guy, Tommy. I can't do it. I you know me. I love to gamble. I cannot do slots.
I think there's a happy medium between the slots that, they are what they are, and craps, which I still have no idea what the hell is going on.
Give me all the craps.
I'll be right in the middle of blackjack.
Yeah, I can play blackjack.
I can play blackjack. I feel like you have to learn a different language to play craps.
Yeah. People get a little sensitive at a blackjack table, which I like to get a little rowdier, so craps fits me well. Poker's good. Poker and craps is pretty much about all I do anymore when I go to a casino. Anyway, appreciate Brandon's reporting. You can go back and listen to any of his reporting this week for free on the Odyssey app. You can go back and watch it on any of our visual platforms. 12 News Connected, Facebook, YouTube, X, it's all there for you. We'll come back. More Sports Daily right after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. We appreciate Crestview's support. Tommy and I, both members out there, we both use it all the time, almost daily. Between my wife trying to play tennis, I try to get out for a little golf. We're at the pool all the time. Give Crestview a call. They have all kinds of different memberships. They can show you around the facility. Let them know we sent you. And we appreciate their support on Sports Daily. Jake Ballbrock, Tommy Caster back. Tommy, help me with this. We already knew who KU was playing basketball in the non-con, right? Like, we're just getting the details of on when those games are. Like, we're getting all these schedule releases. And I'm like, I mean, I'm not marking my calendar in July. Like, I think we already knew who everybody's playing. One caveat to that, though, yesterday, we do get news that Wichita State and UNI will play basketball. Now, we didn't know that. I just want to make sure, as I see KU, we already know who they're playing. Wichita State and UNI add the game. It's a home-and-home. They'll play the first one here this year at Charles Koch Arena. I love that. That's a great Old Valley rivalry. And get this. You know what the all-time series record there is in that one?
I don't know. What is it?
28-28.
I love it.
It's a deadlock.
I love it.
The last time they played at Charles Koch Arena in 2017 was lit. That was a really, really cool environment. So I'm glad they're playing that game. That should be a lot of fun. And I know Old Valley fans will really like that.
Yeah, and that was really one of the major things that I was bummed about when the Shockers left the Valley, and they left the Valley for good reason. I think everybody always looks at, okay, you know, Wichita State and Creighton was the rivalry for a long time, and it was. Wichita State and Drake, to an extent. Wichita State and Missouri State. Like, there were some other ones that were there. But really, I mean, like, I loved watching Wichita State play UNI, and it seemed like, you know, you had a couple of programs that always, you know, whether or not they were having tremendous success overall, both teams always got up for that particular game. And it was always, it seemed to be, at least in my recollection, usually high-level basketball, really intense basketball matchups when those two teams would face off against each other. So I love the fact that these two teams are, you know, going to be playing again. That's going to be awesome, and I love that it's a home-and-home. It does provide a little bit of nostalgia, you know, for those people that remember when both of those teams were in the Valley.
Yeah, listen, I think you got to have that juice. We got to get people excited to go to the arena. We mentioned KU's. KU's non-conference this year.
Loaded.
Tommy.
It is a loaded non-conference.
North Carolina State, Michigan State, Duke, Creighton, Missouri, and this newly expanded Big 12. I mean, come on now. That is just wild. That is a wild schedule. Man, they do not back off of just a crazy schedule. I wish Wichita State was on there.
The only criticism I have is, I think when I looked at the schedule, the Kansas-North Carolina game is not on a weekend. I think it's a weeknight game. Like, come on, can we make that a weekend game? Like, I think that'd be a lot more fun to watch on a weekend than on a, I don't even remember what night of the week it is, or random Tuesday night or whatever it is.
And don't say they don't play tough road ones. They go to Missouri and to Creighton. So here we go. It's going to be great. All right, we'll come back. We'll put a bow on it. We'll tell you what's on the network today when we finish on a Thursday Sports Daily.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.